Beloved, do you know that this summer we have been using poetry to come alongside sacred writ? Poetry that might be a doorway into God's word. And this moment, this morning, the author of our poem is a person by the name of Kai Miller. Kai asks us to imagine what would happen if one word, a single word, opened the door to unrealized dreams. Beloved, hear the words of Kai Miller from the poem, The Book of Genesis.
Suppose there was a book full only of the word let, from whose clipped sound all things began. Fur and firmament, feather, the first whale. And suppose we could scroll through its pages every day to find and pronounce a let meant only for us. We would stumble through the streets with open books, eyes crossed from too much reading. We would speak in auto rhyme, the world would echo itself. And still we'd continue in rounds, saying let and let and let, until even silent dreams had been allowed.
And let and let and let, until even silent dreams had been allowed. Beloved, what would you do if I told you you had superpowers? A superpower that would open the door to a fulfilling life. And what would you do if I told you that this superpower is already in you and all you have to do to activate it is to pronounce the word let? But this word let has to be pronounced in a particular way. Like all superpowers, there's a tweak. You and I have to pronounce the word let and use it in precisely the way God uses it in that first chapter of Genesis. You see, in the Genesis story, when God steps out on the nothingness of what is yet to be, God speaks the word let. And each time God speaks the word let, it is generative and it is creative and it is abundant. Let there be water. Let there be light. Let there be heavens. Let there be life in the waters and above the waters and on the earth. Let there be vegetation and let us make humankind. Every time God speaks the word let, it is generative and creative and abundant. You have a superpower, and that is to use the word let in exactly that way. Every time you utter the word let, you find yourself generating and creating. And if we will use that word as God did, we will do that with grace and abundance and love. Beloved, what would you do if you let down or let go or let up or let slide or let happen or let loose or let fly or let out or let be? What could you create? What would happen for yourself? And that yourself is important, because all week long, as this sermon bubbled up in my body, I kept thinking, I'm used to preaching to the congregation. I'm used to offering words that bind and draw us together. But everything about this sermon, everything that God's Spirit spoke, was that this let is an individual thing. This let means you have to preach this sermon just to you. This let is about what you would do. Beloved, what would you do if you believed, fully that this was your superpower? Because in our world, our let is so often not about generativity, not about creativity, not about abundance. Our let falls prey to a world that is marred, A world that has been corrupted by sin. And when you ask Americans what they want to let be, the top 10 answers are they want to let themselves lose weight and let themselves work harder and let themselves be more efficient and let themselves learn a skill or let themselves save money or let themselves quit smoking or let themselves travel more, spend more time with family or read more. The let is all about fixing and correcting. And if you're wondering where I got that list, it's the top 10 New Year's resolutions. And it stays the same. Over decades. Don't get me wrong, some of those things are good. But beloved, our let, like the let of Genesis 1, is meant to be so much more than fixing and correcting. Our let is meant to be enabling and that generative, growing, developing spirit. But we've let our let fall prey. We've let our let fall prey to small things. We've hidden our superpowers. You know the movie about the cartoon characters? The Invincibles who they're superheroes, but they've decided they're going to live these really small lives and they hide their powers until they just can't hide them anymore. Our let is our superpower. Our let is our ability to give ourselves permission to be who God has called us to be. What if we opened a book like Kai Miller said and it was just filled with one word, let, and we stepped into that let in the way that God desires us to step into it, in that way that lets us change the world. Let and let and let until even silent dreams. Those dreams of peace, those dreams of hope, those dreams that change you and me are realized. Beloved, this is our superpower. And I want you to hear this word let from a different place. I want you to hear it like Kai Miller writes it in its clipped form that created all that was created. That's what is in your mouth. You have the power of life and death on your tongue. You have the power to let your let ring and let it be, as the writer of Ephesians calls us to let our let be, something that is good for building up, something that is good to meet the occasion, something that brings grace to those who hear. What would happen if every time we opened our hearts and our minds and we spoke the word, let, something good came. The kind of good that came when God spoke those words in Genesis. What would happen if we took seriously that the good could flow when we used our let? And if you're thinking, how do I do this? How do I take my life and arrange it around let? Well, I am so glad you asked. What if you let your life be organized around faith? Let your faith organize your life. For God says it is not by works, but by faith through grace that you are saved. And that does not come from you, but that faith, according to the writer of Ephesians, is a gift from God. God has faith in us. Our faith is human and it can be frail, but God's faith in us is perfect and unending. God's faith in us can be the organizing principle of our life. Let my life, your life, be organized around faith. That when we do stumble, know that God has faith to lift us up. When our let becomes negative, know that God has power and faith in us to change the let in our mouths. When we're ready to give up and throw in the towel, God says, no, I've got a let ready for you that will lift you, that then you might lift others. God's faith in you and me becomes the way we organize our lives. And if you're still looking for ways for let to enter your life, let your life be harmonized by love. What if God is the master composer and the melody line of our lives is love? For God's word tells us God is love. What if God is the master composer and says to you and to me, here is the line that is the one that will carry your life. Let your life harmonize with this line that is love, with this melody that is love, with this song that is my God's love song to you and to me. What if we try to align, let our lives be aligned with the melody of love? And what if we allowed our lives, what if we let our lives be mobilized by our gifts? You know, in 1 Corinthians 11, it says that God has given gifts to everybody. But there's a line in it that says God has given those gifts for the common good. Every gift that you have, every gift that I have is not mine to hide in my pocket. I've been given it for the common good. What if we let our lives be mobilized around our gifts and not jealous of others' gifts? Not jealous of the way Kim can sing or Natalia can play. Not jealous of the way that Dr. Sammy engages with our youngest. That we mobilize our lives around our individual gifts, whether that is a brilliant smile that blesses everyone you come in contact with, whether that is the ability to pray for those you've never met, whether that's the ability to work and serve those who are unable to serve themselves. What if we let our lives simply be mobilized around whatever gifts God has given us individually so that those gifts rise up and bless the world? You and I can speak a let when we say, I'm going to let my day focus on what I am called to do. I'm going to let my day move forward in a way that I use what God has given me. I'm going to let my day be a blessing, not because I'm jealous of somebody else, but because I'm grateful that God has loved me enough to give me even this much. We can let our lives, we can let our lives be maximized by simply walking with God. It's so often that people quote the Micah text, do justice and love mercy. And those seem to take precedent. But the walk humbly with our God, I believe, has to even precede the first two. For it is in that walking with our God, it's in that presence of God's Spirit in my life, it's in that being in the light of God that I learn the things of God, and then I know how to do justice and to love mercy. What if I let my life be maximized, be made everything it can be, simply as I walk with God? Beloved, you have power in your tongue. You and I can speak things into being. And it's not the way in which that's always been taught, like you speak and cities rise, or you speak and problems disappear, and you speak it and illness goes away. It's not that. It's that we speak what we have in us. We let our being, we speak through our being. Every day I can say, let my words. Every day I can say, let my thoughts. Every single day I can say, let my actions, let my prayers, let my behavior. And when I do that, it becomes like a prayer before our God. And if I know that I am praying in a way that that let came out of God and generous in Genesis, let it be generative, let it be creative, let it be life-giving, then every day that I speak my let, I change the world. Let your, let my being be for the good. Let my words, let what I speak build up and bring grace and meet the circumstances. These are ancient words. I have not made them up. Kai Miller just added to them. They are God's word, God's words out of God's book. Let the ancient words impart to you and to me the strength
and the power that we have to speak life. And when that let comes out as something not generative, not creative, not abundant, not loving, let us go before God and ask for forgiveness and a renewal, that the next let that exits our being might be as God would have it be. Beloved, what would you do if you used your superpower to speak let? What would you do if you let down what you've been holding up so long that is not to your benefit? What would you do if you let go of that which binds you so that you might be free? What would you do if you let up so you might see another path? What would you do if you let something slide that forgiveness might find its way in? What would happen if you let loose so that you are no longer having to spend energy on that circumstance? What would happen if you let fly your dreams and your hopes? What would happen if you let out that which you've kept hidden? What would happen if you let open a door for God's grace to come in? You, sweet daughter, sweet son of God, you, my sibling in Christ, have a superpower. It is your capacity, your ability, and your choice to speak your let into the world. May you and I use this superpower to change the way we move into the world. And by doing so, change the world. What if we pronounce a let and a let and a let and a let and a let until hidden dreams were realized for us and for the world? May you have a let in your mouth, and may it speak of grace and mercy and joy for the world. That is what our God desires. That is what we're called to do. May it be so now. God, we come before you, human and frail, aware that our language is structured and buffeted about by the world in which we live. But God, there are ancient words that we've asked you to impart. There are ancient words that we've asked you to fill our mouths with this day. Let us be filled with a generative and a creative and an abundant let, that we might speak it in our own lives and out into the world. And the world might be made more glorious. And the world might be made more as you called it to be. And we might be your agents of change, letting loose all of the goodness of the lets in our body. Oh God, this day we pray. Amen and amen.